I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The Kentucky Football Wildcats open the 2019 campaign this Saturday at Kroger Field against the Toledo Rockets, and they're coming off one of the most successful seasons in at least 40 years, winning 10 games and finishing with an above 500 conference record. Some rather rarefied air indeed. So what can we expect to see this year? Joining me to talk about it is LEX18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. Hello again, Keith.
Hey, Alan. Great to be back.
Well, much has been made of the losses of impact players. And, of course, we're talking namely Josh Allen on defense and all-time leading rusher Benny Snell on offense. The prognosticators are predicting the Wildcats will struggle to replace their respective production. What say you?
You know, I've been saying all summer, I'm excited about this team. I know they did lose players. They lost great players to the NFL. But when I look at this team, I just think that the running back position as a whole could be better this year, or just as good as Benny did basically on his own last year. I mean, you got three running backs in A.J. Rose and Kavassie Smoke and Chris Rodriguez, and all bring something different. And now you're talking about three fresh legs. You know, the thing that's so impressive about Benny, he would get better as the game went on instead of getting tired. Now you got three guys that can run the ball, and so you would like to believe that position is not going to get tired. They're going to run and run well. On defense, I think there is a lack, but I think it's more in the secondary than it is at the defensive line or linebacker position that Josh Allen left a hole in. So I really believe this team could be just as good, if not better.
There seems to be an awful lot of concern about the inexperienced secondary. Do you see Toledo testing that right out of the gate?
Well, even Coach Stoops said earlier this week that they're going to do that anyway. That's what they do. They like to go deep. They like to pass the ball. They're very well balanced in the pass and run. And so they've got two experienced quarterbacks. They're going to try it. And when they know that, they're going to try to do that as well. On their side of the football, they're inexperienced at wide receiver. So we're going to very quickly see which one is more prepared for this game, the wide receivers for Toledo or the defensive backs for Kentucky.
So they could, in essence, cancel each other out.
Very well could, you know, or we could know that there's some guys that are ready to step up that we maybe just don't know about or we think can do it. But can they do it when the lights come on and when there's a crowd out there cheering them on or, you know, maybe jeering against them?
All right, this is the second season now as starting quarterback for Terry Wilson. What do you look to see out of him?
You know, a lot more of taking control of the ball. We want to see him passing the ball a little more effectively than he did last year. And really, that's a position that Kentucky's going to need to step up in on its own as wide receiver. So does he have the weapons that he feels, you know, confident enough in? I would personally like to see him take off and run more. You remember last year during the Florida game, I think that was second game of the season, he took off and ran for one of those touchdowns. He ran against Murray State for a long touchdown. So I'd like to see him occasionally tuck and run. Not a lot, because you don't want to see your quarterback get hurt. But I would like to see that be used in the mix. And so, you know, that's going to be a lot of it. I think he's already a leader. He's already got the confidence. It's just a matter of, you know, all that work that he's put in the summer, putting that into effect here in the fall.
And if Terry does happen to get dinged up a little bit, we have a capable backup now in the transfer of Sawyer Smith.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, you know, coming from Troy. But the great thing there is that he also came from a very similar system. Maybe not exactly the same, but, you know, Neil Brown was the head coach at Troy, used to be the offensive coordinator at Kentucky. And so there's some similarities there. And so I believe they feel pretty capable with him. Also, you got Walker Wood that's been in the program for a few years now, and at least he feels like he's totally 100% healthy. So you've also got a pretty capable backup there as well, who's a dual threat. He can definitely run the ball.
And we're talking about the receiving core, the offensive pass attack. We're probably likely to see more passes out in the flat to the running backs and the tight ends.
Yeah, exactly. That was one of the downfalls, really. Not downfalls, but just one of the things that I guess Benny had a little more trouble with was coming out of the backfield, catching the passes, and going. I think all three of these guys including A.J. Rosen, especially Kavassier Smoke. I'm not sure that Chris Rodriguez is there yet, but could be. I haven't been in practice. But I think you've got at least two of those guys that, you know, the coaches feel pretty confident they can bring them out of the backfield and they can catch it and make something happen.
And the tight ends, Justin Rigg, he's poised for a big season.
Yeah, he really is. He's confident, and he's really happy to be kind of the man at that position. He obviously learned a lot by you know, being underneath C.J. Conrad, behind him in the depth chart. And I really think he's going to be a big factor for this team. He was asked the other day, are you more of a blocker or are you more of a catcher? And he said, well, you know what, I'm probably more of a blocker, but I'm very capable of going out and making a catch. And I thought that was interesting because that shows you what mindset he has as a tight end is to first off help out the running backs, and then second off, hey, you need me to go make a catch, I'll do it.
All right, in the time that we have left, a lot of people are predicting, well, anywhere between 6 and 9 wins for this team. Where do you fall on that? And, of course, your prediction for Saturday's game against Toledo.
I've been saying all summer that I believe there's a 8 wins, and I think there's a chance for 9. There are a lot of swing games in there that definitely factor into that. And I'm going to stick with the 8 wins just to give myself one there extra. As far as Saturday, this is not one of those easy openers because Toledo is picked to win its division in the Mid-American Conference. Also, just within the last, several years, they've had some pretty big upsets. I mean, they've gone to Michigan, to Arkansas, and they've gotten victories. You know, they've gone to Pittsburgh and gotten a victory. So this is a program that is, you know, one of those maybe not Power 5 teams, but they know they have built up something special there and they can get a win. I think this is going to be a tough one for Kentucky, and it's going to be interesting to see how they come out after coming off a historic season to see if they can put that behind them and start afresh and start anew. And I think Kentucky's going to get the win, but I think it might be about a 10-point victory. So we'll put it at a 27-17 and see if Kentucky can rack up that many points.
And speaking of numbers, it was just revealed late this week that Mark Stoops got a contract extension of sorts, or at least a restructuring of his deal with the University of Kentucky.
I think it's huge for both sides. I mean, it benefits, obviously, Coach Stoops, who's going to make an extra $500,000 a year, and then he also is going to have a chance at making more with the more victories that he gets. But it also ups the ante on, hey, you want to take this coach away from us, you're going to have to pay a little more. So they put the buyout clause a little higher. With the success he's having, I'd like to believe that if, you know, I hope it doesn't happen, but I would believe that other schools are going to come calling. If he continues to be successful, let's hope that he loves everything about what they've done to invest in this program and in him to keep him around.
Well, that is all the time that we have today. Our guest has been LAX18 sports anchor Keith Farmer, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great weekend, Keith.
Thanks, Alan. You too.